Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment in Halachos of Brachos on Food. So we've discussed in the past few days when a person has a bread item and then they cook it. And we said that if a person breaks the pieces into less than a kazayas and then they cook it, then it no longer is considered bread. What about the other way around? Let's say you have a flour-based item that's boiled, that's cooked in water, and then once you've boiled it, now you take it out and you bake it. And at least in the traditional sense, what I just described on a very basic level is how bagels are made. I don't know this because I've ever made a bagel. I know this because I looked at Wikipedia. But what I just described on a basic level is how bagels are made. So how does that work? We keep on talking about the fact that being baked is core to the halachic process of getting defined as bread. So a bagel wasn't originally baked. So the Shulchan Aruch addresses this explicitly. Shulchan Aruch says that if you have something that was cooked or fried, and then afterwards you bake it, the halacha is it's mezonos. So, if it was cooked and fried and then you bake it, the halacha is it's bread, it's hamotzi. And so the point is that it's really just the flip of what we discussed a few days ago. I had bread, and because I broke it up into small pieces and cooked it, I redefined it in halacha. So too, if I have something that I cooked, and then after I cook it, I now bake it, I've redefined it in halacha. And what's most important is the last word. And the last word in the context of bagels, even though it was originally boiled, the last word is that it's baked. And since in the last word it's baked, it's hamotzi. Now, there are questions about bagels, as we made reference before. There could be sometimes bagels are so uniquely flavored or topped or things like that, that maybe at some point it goes beyond bread with a topping and it becomes something like pasta babakisnin or something that's not really considered bread. At least for Ashkenazim, we really normally don't say that. Sfardim have a little bit of a lower threshold to cross in terms of that in general. But that's the question. The question should be about added ingredients. The basic concept that it's boiled and then it's baked, the basic halacha is that that's hamotzi. Okay, I want to change gears into a new question that maybe we'll just begin discussing today and we'll get into more in the next session, and that is granola bars. So I want to explain what the issue would be with granola bars. Granola is normally made from wheat, and you have whole grains of wheat that are kind of rolled together, and then there's a baking process. So what's the issue? It's mezonos, isn't it? Well, the question is as follows. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that if a person were to eat a whole grain of wheat, even if it was cooked, theoretically speaking, even if it was puffed, let's say, the halacha would be that it would be ha'adama. That would be the halacha. Now, but the vast majority of us, when we have some wheat-based thing that's cooked like oatmeal, we make mezonos on it. The reason for that is it's normally assumed and understood that when things are cooked, a certain amount of the outer layer is broken down, and the piece in general is broken down, and then it's called a masa kedera. It's kind of like a reformulated wheat-based product. So we make mezonos on reformulated wheat. When we bake it, let's say you bake a cookie. So you take flour, it's all ground down, and then you build it back up again for a cookie. Your oatmeal, things like that it's the pieces are kind of all mushed together, and presumably there's a certain amount that it's broken down, and you certainly can't look at it and see a piece of wheat. It's all like a mush. So that definitely is mezonos. So the interesting question, which we'll get into in more detail next time, God willing, is a granola bar. Because a granola bar, you look at it, and you can see it. You could see the pieces of wheat coming together. On the other hand, it is cooked, and there's definitely a school of thought among the poskim that since it's cooked, the assumption is that it's lost some of its form, some of the outer form, and therefore will be mezonos. So it's actually a machlokes for granola bars if you make mizonos or adama. Some great poskim on both sides of the aisle say different things. I'm going to give you a very Jewish answer. If someone asks me if a granola bar should be mizonos or adama, my normal response is yes. Either one is reasonable. Personally, I normally make adama on granola bars, but really, whichever way it goes, a person has what to rely on. There's an added fact about granola bars, which we'll need to talk about in the next session. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.